Greetings, I'm Josh Templin, and this is The Week in Linux. The Week in Linux is an experimental news program centered around the activities in the Linux network community. It is intended to provide concise information in an easy-to-use package. However, we at The Week in Linux must stress that this is experimental and will only continue if popular opinion suggests it. We would appreciate any feedback you may have and offer this email address for you to send it to. The address is jtemplin@ub.d.umn.edu. Thank you for taking time to listen to The Week in Linux. In this week's issue, an important address change for CompOS Linux announced. A new Linux catalog is released. Linux at Uniforum. Linus is patched to 1.1.82. And Linus appears on IRC Linux now. Lars, the moderator of COLA, announced a change of address for the submission of articles for CompOS Linux announced. Submissions should no longer be sent to the tc.cornell.edu address, but to linux-announce@news.ornl.gov. Lars himself can be contacted at linux-announce-request@news.ornl.gov. Please make all submissions to this address starting immediately. A new catalog dedicated to Linux is ready for shipment by a company called Just Computers. Just Computers, a California-based computer reseller, claims the catalog contains products for and relating exclusively to Linux. To receive your catalog, email justcomputers@catalog@justconf.com and include your address in the body of the message, or contact Just Computers by phone at 1-800-800-1648 or by fax at 707-765-2447. Linux is expected to have a strong showing at the next Uniforum. Linux International has made arrangements for a Linux showcase to promote its namesake operating system. Companies involved in the Linux showcase include SSC and Workgroup Solutions, makers of the Linux Journal and the Linux Professional CD, respectively. Over 35,000 attendees should visit the showcase. A booth for Linux International will also be present, and LI is looking for volunteers to staff the booth. If you can help, please contact by email mark@gcs.com. Also needed are speakers for several Linux sessions. If interested, contact mark@gcs.com. Linus Torvalds released his latest patch, 1.1.82, for Linux recently. Though the patch itself is rather large, most of the changes are cosmetic, moving files around and providing a more sensible source tree. In fact, the changes to the Intel 3D6 code were minimal. Supposedly, the code freeze for Linux 1.2 was in effect, but tree structure changes were necessary before the next version. The newest patches are always available on ftp.funep.fi. Linus himself showed up on IRC recently, much to the delight of steady IRC LinuxNet users. Linus entertained questions on the code freeze before 1.2 and his recent project to port Linux to the Alpha processor. Linus commented on his steady progress of the Alpha port by saying, "It is by no means stable, but I'll get it there slowly." Unfortunately, due to the overwhelming popularity of Linus and IRC users' zealous keyboarding, Linus may not return to IRC soon, calling it much too confusing. This has been The Week in Linux, presented by the Week in Linux project team. Comments and questions can be directed by email to jtemplin@ub.d.umn.edu. We also encourage you to send your new Linux information, as it happens, to the same address. You will receive full credit for any newsworthy information. Finally, we thank you for listening to The Week in Linux, and have a good day. End of line.